If your spider plant is looking peaky and that Venus flytrap you bought just kicked the bucket, you need On the Ledge, the podcast about indoor gardening where you learn everything you need to know to keep your houseplants looking lush. I'm Jane Perrone. Join me and a host of wonderful guests to chat all things houseplants at On the Ledge Podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
It's 11 trivia questions on psycho dating profiles. That's right. I'll give you 3 bullet points and you tell me what creepo from movies, books, and television we're talking about. This is Trivia with Buds. Be and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. Today, we've got a fun episode for you on psycho dating profiles. I'll give you 3 bullet points and with some clues and some tidbits about like movie killers and things like that. And you'll go, oh, they're talking about so-and-so. And you'll write it down or yell it out or however you consume the podcast. It's up to you. I used this in 2017. On 10/30/2017 week. So it's about 2 years old. And I liked it. I thought it was kind of fun. People had a good time trying to answer these questions. So hopefully you will too. I was thinking about dating profiles and how I've never had one because I met my wife in 2005 before it was super mainstream to do that kind of thing. So I never set up one of these things. And the other thing is though, right around that same time, MySpace was very popular. And MySpace, I found out about from somebody who was like, oh yeah, I've started seeing some people on MySpace. And I'm like, what? So I think I initially set up a MySpace page like with the idea of like, oh, I'll probably start dating people on here. So I guess that was my very first like and only dating profile. And what's funny is my wife sent me a message on MySpace, which is how we started talking. She was like, hey, aren't you in my class? And then that was the blossom of this 15-year relationship and all the kids and stuff we have now. All started from Tom and MySpace. So thank you, Tom. I owe you my marriage. But before that, I remember, 2004, I guess, maybe I had a profile. So I was out of high school. So between high school and like freshman year of community college. And I think I met up with at least 2 different dates from MySpace conversations. One of them, I remember we watched Sin City. It was like me and this girl and her friend and a boyfriend, and it was very awkward. But we watched Sin City in like a family room at somebody's house, and I think the mom kept bringing us snacks, and I'm like, this is weird. It was weird because it was like Sin City, people I never knew, and somebody I never saw again. But I always remember like the settings for certain movies that I watched, and that was definitely the Sin City setting. No sins were committed that night except a bad date, probably. Another one, let's see, what was another date I went on? I don't know if this one was for MySpace, but I also took a first date to see The Devil's Rejects, which was not a good first date movie. they were just like, what is this? And I was like, oh, this is pretty good. And they were like, I don't like gore. And I was like, oh, this isn't going to work. So that was a bad first date. But also, that was the first time in my life I remember someone telling me they were gluten free. I was like, hey, you want to get some food? They're like, yeah, but I can't eat any bread. And I was like, why? And they said, I'm gluten free. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. So I pair those two memories together. Devil's Rejects and gluten-free date, bad date. So those are just two quick experiences. Not so much psycho dates for me, but the closest I could get, I guess, to having some weird setups for those dates. But I hope you enjoyed today's episode, Psycho Dating Profiles. I'll give you those three bullet points. You tell me who we're talking about. And if you have any crazy dates that you've been on that were just bizarre and insane, I'd love to hear about them. You can email me those stories, ryanbuds@gmail.com. And I always love hearing from listeners. So if you ever have anything you want to add about a certain episode or your questions you came up with or content you want me to share or stories like that, I'd love for you to type them up, send them to me. You can leave a voicemail as well. That's 424-265-1212, the Trivia Hotline. You can also record something and send it to me as a voice memo very easily on your smartphone. Just send me those voice memos and I can include those in the podcast. You can email them to ryanbuds@gmail.com. All right. Enjoy today's episode on psycho dating profiles. We got 11 questions for you. Here we go. All right. Psycho dating profiles. Here's your first question with three bullet points. Number one, love long walks by the lake. Enjoy getting cozy in a sleeping bag and can't swim for the life of me. Number one, love long walks by the lake. Enjoy getting cozy in a sleeping bag and can't swim for the life of me. What psychopath are we talking about there? Number one. Question number two, I'm super lucky. I'm on the shorter side. And have you visited my hood? Number two, I'm super lucky, I'm on the shorter side, and have you visited my hood? Number two. Question number three, love me some fava beans. Super smart and one step ahead of you. Number three, love me some fava beans. Super smart and one step ahead of you. Who is that? Number three. Question number four, I hate my family, I'm super quiet, and I fashion jumpsuits frequently. Number four, hate my family, super quiet, fashion jumpsuits frequently. Number four. Question number five, enjoy gardening. I've got a few scars, and I work nights. Number five, enjoy gardening. I've got a few scars, and I work nights. Who would that be in terms of psycho dating profiles? Number five. Question number six. I work on Wall Street. I have a few different names, and I'm very tidy and clean. Number six. I work on Wall Street. I have a few different names, and I'm very tidy and clean. Number six. Number seven, I've worked in the hospitality industry. I'm a skilled taxidermist, and I'm very close with family. Number seven, have worked in the hospitality industry, skilled taxidermist, and close with family. Who would that be? Number seven. Question number eight, I'm not working for the money. I wear makeup on occasion, and I love my hometown. Number eight, not working for the money. Wear makeup on occasion, and I love my hometown. Number eight. Profile number nine. Own a mansion, dabbled with drugs, and I have extensive gun collections, including an AR-15 with grenade launcher, my best piece. Number nine. I own a mansion, I dabbled with drugs, and I have a grenade launcher, which is my best gun collection piece. Who is that? Number nine. Number 10, I have a pet pig, I love reading fiction, and I have a nursing background. Number 10, I have a pet pig, I love reading fiction, and I have a nursing background. Number 10. And the bonus question, psycho dating profiles, number 11. For 2 points, if you're playing along at home, I'm all ears, stuck in the middle, and a great dancer. I'm all ears, stuck in the middle, great dancer. Who could that be? Those are all your psycho dating profile clues. We'll be right back with the answers to those creeps in just a second. Here we go with the answers to psycho dating profiles. Here's number one. I love long walks by the lake, enjoy getting cozy in a sleeping bag, and I can't swim for the life of me. That would be Friday the 13th's Jason Voorhees. Get it? He can't swim, and he likes smashing people into trees who are zipped up in sleeping bags. Number one. Number two, I'm super lucky. I'm on the shorter side, and have you visited my hood? That would be the leprechaun. Leprechaun in the hood, and he's very lucky. There's two Hood movies. Back to the Hood, I think, is the sequel. Number three, love me some fava beans. Super smart and one step ahead of you would be Hannibal Lecter from Silence of the Lambs. Anthony Hopkins, super creep. Fun fact, he never blinks on screen in that movie on purpose. So go back and look at all his scenes. There's no blinking. Number four, hate my family. Super quiet, fashion jumpsuits frequently. That would be Michael Myers from Halloween. Hates his family, tries to kill him. Number five, enjoy gardening. Got a few scars and I work nights. That would be A Nightmare on Elm Street's Freddy Krueger. Number five, gardening and nights, Freddy Krueger. Number six, I work on Wall Street. I have a few different names and I'm very tidy and clean. Patrick Bateman from American Psycho, number six. Number seven, have worked in the hospitality industry. I'm a skilled taxidermist and close with family, especially his mom, Norman Bates. Number seven, Norman Bates. Number eight, not working for the money. Wear makeup on occasion and love my hometown. That would be the Joker, specifically, if you wanted to really tie it down, the Joker from The Dark Knight. He burns the money. He wears makeup sometimes, and he loves Gotham. Number eight. Number nine, owns a mansion, dabbled with drugs, and has the grenade launcher Tony Montana from Scarface. He's kind of a psycho. Number 10, I have a pet pig. I love reading fiction, nursing background, Annie Wilkes. Number 10, Annie Wilkes from Misery, Stephen King's Misery. I'm doing a live event or a live round at my live events this week on Stephen King lines from his books. So if you like that kind of thing, that'll probably be an episode in weeks to come. And Annie Wilkes is a character in season 2 of Castle Rock. We watched the first episode last night. And again, I don't know if it's going to be good or not, but I watched season 1 and hey, we'll see what happens. Your psycho dating profile bonus question for 2 points. I'm all ears, stuck in the middle. Great dancer. That would be Reservoir Dogs, Mr. Blonde. He cuts off the cop's ear, and the song Stuck in the Middle is playing, and he dances around. Mr. Blonde from Quentin Tarantino's masterpiece, Reservoir Dogs. Those are your answers to psycho dating profiles. I hope you had fun playing along with those. And today we have a question of the day coming your way. Brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Funky Monkey makes great stuff. Check them out at fmdesignsinc.com. Who played Bond in the film Tomorrow Never Dies? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Light Blue for the group of properties that Vermont is in. And your trivia team name of the day is Orange and Black Attack for Halloween. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds Halloween edition. Bye-bye.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcast FREE.